Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
The Dairy Business Association is partnering with Wisconsin Biomass Energy Coalition in an effort to make digesters and biomass energy investments more appealing in the state. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. The DBA wants the dairy community to have a seat at the table in planning the future of renewable energy opportunities in Wisconsin. Director of Government Affairs John Holyvoat shares more.
Dairy Business Association has joined with the Wisconsin Biomass Energy Coalition to try to see how we can strengthen the digester sector in Wisconsin and also provide more opportunities for farmers who are interested in the technology to learn more about it, provide a better regulatory environment for people who are either considering putting them in or people who maybe already have them to thrive and continue to do well with them. And also we see this technology really growing across the country for a number of different reasons. So we want to make sure that Wisconsin is not left behind, that we stay competitive. And in some ways, we already have some disadvantages to some of our neighboring states. So it's important to come up with basically ways in which we can make sure that people want to continue to use this technology, and especially for our members who already use this technology, that they can continue to make their investments profitable.
Not everyone listening knows what a manure digester is. John, why don't you explain the manure digester, and also why is it something that the DBA pushes for?
They're a way that folks can use their manure to generate biogas. That biogas can then be used to do a few different things. Some people use it right on site for power generation and use it to power maybe operations on the farm. Maybe they use it and they sell it to a local utility. Increasingly, we've seen a lot of projects turn towards converting that to renewable natural gas and then selling it either directly into hooking up directly to a pipeline with some sort of arrangement, or maybe trucking it for its use elsewhere. So that's how the system basically works. We're interested in it for a number of reasons. One, we think it provides a potential for a new revenue stream for farmers, but also there definitely are manure management and environmental benefits that come along with this as well.
And this is something that consumers care about too. Are you seeing this interest from grocery shoppers?
Yeah, there is an interest on the part of consumers as well as on the interest of some of our processors because they see that consumer interest. Digester technology, particularly with the renewable natural gas tie-in, is one way that dairy can help to lower its carbon footprint, which is of interest both to many farmers, but also to our processors, to our consumers. So especially as more and more focus is on climate and the role that farmers can play in helping to reduce the overall our overall carbon emissions, this is one piece of that puzzle.
With this partnership with the Wisconsin Biomass Energy Coalition, you guys are waiving that $500 annual membership fee for dairy farmers. The point of this is to get more dairy farmers in the conversation.
Absolutely. So, I mean, this group, a lot of the members of it are people who are in the business of selling digesters, in the business of installing digesters, or in other allied businesses. But it's important to get the farming community involved because farmers really are the natural customer, even if they're not the natural operator of these these installations. So we want to try and make sure that the farming community is actively engaged in the process. We look for ways to sort of standardize pricing, look for opportunities to develop a more robust and easier to access carbon market, perhaps locally or a multi-state one that competes with the California market. As we go through that process, farmers really need to be engaged, and we need to hear their feedback. So you're absolutely right. The coalition has waived its membership fee for farmers to join. So they're looking for farmer participation. Really, it's they don't need your money. They need you to be at the table giving them feedback, helping them shape policy. And we want to make sure that our members are part of that group. And for those who are interested in joining, they can certainly reach out to DBA, but they can also reach out directly to the Biomass Coalition. Their website is wibiomass.org.
All right. How long does this deal go on?
I don't think it has a definite end date, but the reason that there's some urgency behind trying to join is because some of the decision-making process has already begun as far as what the priorities of the group will be, what some of the initiatives are that they're going to be pushing for. So it's time to get involved sort of at the ground level to make sure you can shape the direction of where the discussion goes going forward.
Yeah, what does membership, all entail? When are the meetings? Any upcoming events that people should know about when they join?
There are different work groups that look at different aspects of the business. So those meet on a periodic basis. But there's so really farmers can get as involved or as lightly involved as possible. So if that makes sense, there's a way to sort of meet your level of interest. If you're someone who wants to attend one of these monthly meetings, I'm sure they'd love to have you on one of their work groups. If you're someone who wants to sort of be supportive and also try and keep better informed, but maybe doesn't have that time to commit, they would also be interested in you doing that as well.
All levels of interest. So, John, what does DBA have going on as we head into the fall?
We're hoping to do a last push for a handful of ag bills that haven't passed yet. So that is sort of out there and something to keep an eye on. In addition, we continue our work on different clean water priorities. There was an initiative kind of to try to do something more involved on the nitrates side of things, including some nitrate optimization grants and things like that. I think there will probably be some movement on that as well, both in the legislature and maybe also through partnership with the Department of Natural Resources.
About those truth in labeling bills, even if Wisconsin passes it, aren't we waiting for other states to kind of get on it too?
Yeah, there's a minimum threshold because of the Commerce Clause in the Constitution, so that's definitely true. And I hope those bills will be part of this ag push in the fall.
Because you need that minimum amount of states to kind of join in, are you guys working at the national level to kind of get other states going?
Well, in addition to DBA, and you might be familiar with our sister organization, EDGE, it's our affiliated dairy co-op, so does members kind of throughout the upper Midwest. So there has been discussions about how we leverage that relationship in some of our states here. We have members in Minnesota, South Dakota, Iowa, Indiana, Ohio. So how do we leverage some of those relationships, Nebraska as well? That's definitely something that's being discussed.
That's the word from the Dairy Business Association's Director of Government Affairs, John Holyvote. Dairy farmers interested in being a part of the manure digester, biomass energy investments, and renewable energy conversation can contact the Dairy Business Association or the Wisconsin Biomass Energy Coalition to get started. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.